Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Time to catch up on the week's Spanish news. Off to El País we go, and Melissa is with us this morning. Morning, Melissa.
Morning, Bill.
Are you office-bound or home-bound today?
I'm homebound today. It's very cozy. I do like the office, but it is quite nice to work from home. So
very good.
I'm happy
very
to
good.
Be inside.
Easier to get a cup of tea if you need one, Melissa. No doubt about it.
Very, yes.
Now, we're going to major on, obviously, the big story in the Canary Islands. It kind of looked like it may well be all kind of dying off, but sadly not. And there's some extraordinary pictures on El País English edition of the lava from the volcano on La Palma, which has now reached the sea. They weren't sure it was going to. They thought it'd even stop, but no.
As you say, this has been sort of a very kind of, you know, it's been the big story of the past, you know, week and a half. And the big question has been around what will happen with this lava flow. So it started, you know, it's Sunday, September 19th. And, you know, after the earthquakes, and there was a lot of concern that it would erupt. And then after it erupted, the concern obviously was about the lava flow. So there's huge, you know, rivers of molten rock just, you know, rolling down, flowing down the volcano, devastating, you know, huge swaths of neighborhoods, people's shops and businesses. And last night it finally reached the sea. So as you said, there was a moment on Monday where it stopped.
Yeah.
There was a sort of a bit of confusion where, you know, we were even watching the live footage and it was like,
okay.
There's no more smoke coming out of the volcano. It did seem like it had paused very suddenly. But the geologist said this is very normal. What wasn't quite so normal was that it happened so suddenly.
Yes.
Normally it's sort of a tapering off. That there was, you know, that sort of raised questions of, oh, well, you know, is this it? Is it all sort of, you know, the end of the story?
Yeah.
But then after that, it reactivated so you had sort of new lava flowing down the previous lava, and this lava was more fluid, sort of more liquid, and was able to move faster, and it pushed the lava tongue further over the, you know, past sort of a mountain range, past these sort of final barriers. Because there was only, as of yesterday, there was only about 800 meters or a kilometer separating the lava from the coast. But it was moving at such a slow pace that there was, you know, questions about whether it would reach it, but it did. And now, of course, we have the concerns about, well, what happens now? You know, the big concern is whether there'll be toxic gases, because you have lava which is around 1,000 degrees Celsius.
Goodness, right.
Hitting the Atlantic Ocean, which is around 23 degrees, and that's causing plumes of black smoke, and the concern is that it will release toxic gases. So on Sunday, four areas in that area where it was sort of put, the residents were told to close their windows, close their doors in case they, you know, were exposed to this toxic gas. So there's not too much information just yet about what is being emitted, that there is a lot of alarm about what happens. And El País has also done a story about also the effects on the sea and the coastal environment. Because again, you have, you know, What they're describing is as a bomb for the sea. You have all these, you know, really hot molten rock falling into the ocean, and that's obviously creating a lot of changes.
What you're saying, interestingly, there, when you say it's falling into the ocean, it is, because it's coming from a cliff on a place called Playa Nueva, and it's about 100 metres high. So it literally is falling into the water. But, of course, as we know, the Canary Islands are volcanic islands. They're built from volcanic eruptions. And the other fascinating part of the nature of this is that, of course, once it hits the sea, it then starts to create a new platform of land, and it's creating it at quite a speed, isn't it?
Yes. So it's created around a platform measuring 50 meters in height in less than 45 minutes.
Wow.
So that was last night, and that's still growing. So it is interesting. Even I remember from another story about the eruption in El Hierro that the eruption added all this surface area to the island because of all the magma that was released and then consolidated into, you know, more sort of land. And, you know, this obviously is what the Canary Islands, you know, they depend on this fertile land for agriculture.
Yep.
But obviously the problem is in its sort of path towards the sea, this lava flow devoured lots of banana plantations. Agriculture is really important. You know, aside from tourism, it's also one of the main economic drivers. So this has really seen a huge blow to many of the people on the island. We'll see what happens with, you can watch the live footage, and it is really spectacular to see the lava flowing, dropping off this cliff.
Amazing. It's nature having its way, and thus has it done for millions of years. And so all we can do really is watch it and make sure that people aren't in the way of it. There's so much kind of interest in this story. I saw a map the other day, which was really fascinating. I was walking along, and we're in, the Costa del Sol, so, near Marbella, but on the coast. And I suddenly smelled what I thought was sulfur in the air, and I thought, surely that can't be sulfur coming from that volcanic eruption in the Canaries. And I went searching and digging, and there's a huge swathe of kind of gas that has come off that has exactly done that. It's gone down the Mediterranean and reached as far as the Costa Blanca, which is quite extraordinary. So if you get the odd whiff of what smells like a rotten egg, it could well be, not a rotten egg at all, but sulfur dioxide that you're sniffing from the air that is carrying this sulfur dioxide all the way from the Canary Islands. Nature is just, incredible, isn't it? Amazing.
Yes. No, it's incredible. I there was an alert actually put out in Portugal because of the potential for these gases to reach. But of course, the tragedy of this is the impact on the people. So El País interviewed several people who had, from the island. And there's the hotel owner who he'd sort of survived the coronavirus crisis. And just when he thought, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, he had to evacuate because of the eruption. There was a mayor who talked about the hardship of the wildfires that happened in August. That was the main struggle. And then again, the eruption. So this is really taking toll, but the government has declared La Palma a disaster zone, and it's released 10.5 million in aid. So the money is aimed towards home purchases and buying other essential items, because these residents, the ones who've had to evacuate, have really lost everything.
Yep.
They had such a small fraction of time to just gather what they could, and there's nothing survives lava.
No, absolutely.
So it's very sad.
I guess, it's part of life. If you're living, in an earthquake zone or in a volcanic island, it's part of the risk of life, isn't it? And it's not like we can fight it. It's just going to happen when the earth says it is. Okay, moving on then to another much more minor earthquake, and that's the former Catalan regional premier, Carles Puigdemont, who has been arrested in Sardinia.
Yes, so just when you think sort of there's going to be a break from news in Catalonia, Carles Puigdemont was arrested in Sardinia. So this happened Thursday, and as we know, he was the former premier of Catalonia. He's sort of the public face of the independence movement. in 2017 with the referendum and the unilateral declaration of independence. And while other members of his other separatists stayed behind and faced, you know, the court and were tried and then, you know, given amnesty, he fled. So he's been in Brussels since 2017, and it's kind of in this kind of this kind of cat and mouse trying to catch him, and he was arrested in Germany and all, you know, one of these kind of issues that doesn't seem to resolve. And again, he traveled to Sardinia for a folk festival, and it turned out that the arrest warrant for him hadn't been deactivated. So when he arrived, Italian authorities received a warning. They contacted Spain, and Carles Puigdemont was arrested. But then he was later released.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It's
one of these technicality things, isn't it? It's about whether the arrest warrant against him was valid, and also whether he currently enjoys immunity. And so they've got to consider whether that arrest warrant was valid at all, and then they can hand him over to the Spanish authorities.
Yes. So it's again, you know, you think that the story is one step to, you know, to coming to a close, but then, you know, he's released. And it's kind of, let's watch this space once again.
Wow.
In the meantime, Madrid has made a lot of efforts to try to resolve the crisis in Catalonia. They've held talks. So they're trying to separate what's happening with Puigdemont with the talks on the future of Catalonia. But obviously, it's sort of cast a shadow, and a lot of, you know, raised again these arguments of, oh, the Spanish state is after me, and, you know, Spain persecutes the Catalans and the separatist movement. So again, just sort of a, you know, the same sort of issues bubbling up again.
And for journalists, the gift that keeps on giving, definitely. That story and many, many others. And as you mentioned, there's live footage. Actually, you can access that from the El País in English website. There's live footage of the volcanic eruption going on right now. El País in English, Google that. You'll find it all there. Melissa, thank you very much. We'll speak to yourself or Simon next week, same time.
Thanks, Phil.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.